Lenten Journey Day 35, Last Days. Today's Lenten message or meditation is a riddle of sorts. It begins with a very basic question. How can we be prepared for the return of Jesus Christ? And as it unfolds, we find a very special and unique message that tells us exactly the preparation that we need, tells us exactly the steps to go through in preparing for that cataclysmic event when all life as we know it will change. This last Sunday of the Lenten season is called Galustian Giragi, that is the Sunday of Advent in the Armenian Church. The Church Fathers ask us to focus our attention on the second coming of Jesus Christ. In the Creed of Nicaea, which we recite every Sunday during the Divine Liturgy, we confess the second coming. We say he is to come with the same body to judge the living and the dead. Furthermore, an inspection of Scripture tells us that there will be signs of the times. There will be earthquakes, famines, and wars that will direct our attention to those last days. That is, we are living in those last days when these signs are fulfilled. And unfortunately, too many times, rather than being prepared for those last days, we consume ourselves with questions of where, how, when will those last days take place? Our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that no one knows, not the angels in heaven, not even the Son, but only the Father. These questions, the how, when, where, are reserved for the Father. The book of Revelation, a book of prophecy, many times gets distorted. People start reading this prophecy, a reading which is not prescribed by the body of Christ. That is, it is not prescribed by the church. And yet people read into this. They point to famines, wars, hurricanes, earthquakes, and they say these are the signs of the times, and therefore we are in the end times. Jesus himself warned us against such misreadings of prophecy. So then, what should we do? How do we prepare? What should we think about regarding the second coming of Christ? Our church fathers point us to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 22. It is the reading for today. It begins with the Pharisees trying to trick Jesus to answer a question: what is the greatest commandment of all? Thinking that Jesus may pick one, and quickly they will show him that he is wrong, that another one is equally or perhaps more important. Jesus answers, "The greatest commandment is that you love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. And the second commandment is that you love your neighbor as yourself." On these two commandments, Jesus tells us, the rest of the laws and the prophets are all based. In other words, love for God, love for neighbor, supersedes all other commandments, and in fact, because it is placed as the lectionary reading for this Advent Sunday, it is the instruction that the best way to be prepared for the second coming of Christ is to accept, believe, and live the message of the first coming. The riddle has been answered. The best preparation for the second coming is to accept and live the message of the first coming. That is to love. That is to love with all your mind, body, soul, heart, everything that is you, your Lord, your God, and your neighbor as yourself. During this Lenten journey, we have contemplated, meditated about many different things that affect us. Concepts, ideas that improve ourselves, that bring our lives back down to the bare minimum, What is essential to survive? What is really necessary for the happiness that comes not from without, but comes from within? Today's message, today's instruction is at the heart of it. For when we love our Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, and soul, that is, with everything that we have, we cannot help but love our neighbors. We cannot help but love ourselves. We cannot help but to reach out to people who are looking for assistance, be they friends, families, be they people that we do not know, or even people that wish ill for us. In other words, we rise from our humanity and take a different look from God's vantage point, realizing that everyone around us is truly related to us. That is, they are brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, our children. And in this sense, we become united with the grand will, with the great will of the universe, that is, with God's will, from the beginning of time, who willed this existence because of his love, because of his infinite love. And today, we are given that unique perspective. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and soul tells us to be prepared, not for some future date, but to always be prepared. Always love, because it is God's way. He always loves. Today's prayer comes to us from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. It is the prayer of the last day. It is offered to us as a parable by our Lord Jesus Christ. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the beginning of time. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. For I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will ask, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in? When did we see you naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. This is Father Boskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we take the next step in our Lenten journey. In the meantime, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find resources, you'll find podcasts and broadcasts for the Lenten season, as well as your spiritual journey throughout life. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.